We're up to the Gemara, Daf Lamed Hey, Omid Bey, is the top of the Omid. So, the Gemara just finished saying, Kan La'achra Brocha, which was the last Gemara that said, that on the one hand it says, Hashemayim, Shemayim, Lashem, Lo'etz, and Salam, Bnei Adam. On the other hand it says, Lashem, Lo'etzim, Lo'yoy. So the Gemara answers, how is it Shaykh? Is it ours, or is it the Eibishter's? Kan Koydem Brocha, Kan La'achra Brocha. So the Brocha is a matir, and only after the Brocha, then it's ours. And the Gemara continues in that same vein. Omer Reb Chanina Bar Popa. Whoever partakes and is nana from this world without a bracha, ki'ilu goyza la'kodesh baruch hu u'knesses Yisrael. So Drashi is goyza la'kodesh baruch hu. What does that mean? Es b'chosoy. He's stealing away the bracha that goes to the Eibishter. That's one way of learning. The other way of learning, some of Farshim explained, I think the Mashal, that they say it's because of, you're considered like you're stealing the food of the Eibishter. Simple. The food belongs to the Eibishter. Like we just finished the last Gemara. The Gemara says, Hashemayim, Shemayim, Lashem, Bones Adam. And the other hand, it says, Lashem, Otzim, Loyoy. So it only becomes ours after the Brochi. You need the matter. So, the Goyza LaKodesh Baruch Hu, Rashi is saying the Brochi is stealing. The Eibishter needs the Brocha. That's what you're taking away from him. Other Pshad is, you're taking away at some food, you Goyza on the food. Zog the Gemara, Ukneses Yisrael. You're also stealing from Kness Yisrael. What does that mean? Zog Rashi, when one person does a sin in New York, so the pegas are loikin in Tveria. It's telling one another. One person does an aver in one part of the world, pegas are loikin in another part of the world. It's not telling one another. We're all connected. Like Abisol Salant used to say, Fakert, when a Yid does a mitzvah, when a Yid learns Musa in Kovna, a Yid in Paris, hot ishchasna mit ashiksa. We're told as ever there. Just like the mitzvah of one affects another, so to the aveir of one affects another. Zogti Gemara. So again, kilo goizel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's one. Uknes Yisrael, shenemar, goizel ovi v'imoi, Ein pesha. He's saying it's ein pesha. He's saying it's not an avera. Zog Rashi, shu mekel. So roim achen v'lemeid mimenu lazakein. People follow suit. They follow him. Lehonis menon mazeb lebrocha. So he's called a mekel, and he's a chovel ish mashchis. Zog the Gemara, what does that mean? Ve'ein oviv el HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So back to the beginning of the pasuk. Oviv is HaKadosh Baruch Hu shenema haloi ovicha konecho. Hashem created us. Then email the Knesset Yisrael. Shenem Hashem Yisrael ben Musa Ravicho Atish Teres Emecho. My chover li ish mashchis. Why are you a chover to an ish mashchis? Who is that referring to? Omer b'chanina bar Papa. Chover li rove ben Avot. Your rove ben Avot. She hishchis es Yisrael avim sheba shamayim. He caused Klal Yisrael. He was a choytu machtes ram avid Zora. He didn't let them be oil regular like it says in the Pesukim. So, your chover to your rove ben Avot, just like your rove ben Avot was a choytu machti, you're being choytu machti by not making a bracha, people are following suit, and they also makel in brachas, in hilchas brachas, in all the things that they see you doing incorrectly. So again, we see this Gemara about the importance of the bracha, and it's mamash kilu goizel, you're considered a goizel. Like I said yesterday, there's mashmois in the Gemara, you need the bracha to be a matir, there's an issa without a bracha, there's a chiv to make a bracha. I'll just say one of the nafkaminas in the Achronim, there's a Shloime Kluger, in the Sefer Aleph L'cha Shloime, he says, the yeshiva Shloime Kluger, but he says, Shloime said like this, he said that if a person eats matzah without making a bracha, he's not yoytza mitzvah matzah. Aye, bracha zan ha-ma'akev, but since it's kilu goizel, so it's considered a mitzvah bob avera. If you're a goizel matzah, you're not yoytza, it's matzah gzula. Pesach b'night, matzah gzula. Can you imagine a person, we always think, you eat matzah, you yoytza, as long as you ate it. Mitzvah bracha zan ha-ma'akev. But Vibaldik Morvi says kilu goizel, so if it's goizel, it's considered matzah gzula. Matzah gzula, mitzvah bob avera, so you're not yoytza. Other nafkaminas, big chiddush. Other nafkaminas are legabe the bracha lachareo. All this is the bracha lefaneh. The bracha lachareo. Is it? Do you need the matir? Is it a chiyuv? Is it an issa? It would be nafkaminas in all aspects of the brachas. Zog the Gemara Vayta. The two dots, 10 lines from the top. Reb Chanina bar Papa Romi. He has the following stira. Ksiv lekachti dgoni biitoy. It's the Eibshter calls it dgoni, my dogon. Uksiv osafti dgonecho, your dogon. So what is it? It's our dogon or it's the Eibshter's? So Gemara like Kasha. When Klal Yisrael is following the Eibush's mitzvahs, so then the Eibush gives it to us. So the Eibush takes it back. So Rashi, the Eibush comes and shows us that it's his. So that's what the Ein Oisir Tzoyne Shamakim can cause. Zog Ma Tone Rabbonon. V'yosafto digon echo matamad lo imal. Why does it say v'safto digon echo? It didn't have to say the word v'safto. Zog Ma lefish anemal. Lo yomu sefa teira azeh mipicho. Teira cannot leave mipicho. Shein Yoshua. So yochol dvom kichsovon. That means it can never leave. That you can't stop a second from learning. There's a time that you have to be minig derech eretz. Zog Rashi, tzim toveli li de tzorech habriyoi soifcha livatam with the b'teira. So Rashi is saying you have to be noig with the divitera derech eretz. Shim toveli de tzorech habriyoi. If you're going to rely on the b'riyoi, you're not going to do any osafta to ganecha yourself. Then soifcha livatam with the b'teira. Rashi is learning up over here that what do you mean? It says osafta to ganecha, but it says lo yomush. The Vasafta de Gonecha is going to prevent that it won't be a Yomush. Because if you're not going to be a Safta de Gonecha, you're Mitztach Labias. Mitztach Labias will be a bigger Bittel Torah. So it will be more of a Yomush. It will be a Kiyam of, you won't be Mekayim Le Yomush. Because you'll be Tzorech Labias and then Tzorech Levatam de Vitera. Now that's a Kopanim. These are the words of Rabbi Shmuel. Divi Rabbi Shmuel. And you need the Echeretz with it. Rabbi Shem Ben Yechoy Yoymel. You're going to plow in the time of plowing. You'll plant in the time of planting. You'll harvest. When are you going to learn? The Malach is done through others. They don't have to work. It says, when we do not follow the Eibush's ways, we have to do it ourselves. Not just we have to do our work. Melechasachirim is also nasa yodon. We have to do other people's work too. Zog di gomorra. Omer Abaya. Halbe osu ki Rabbi Shmuel v'also biyodon. Many did like Rabbi Shmuel. And they did the Echeretz also beyond, and it worked. The Torah worked, and the working worked. Ki Reb Shimon ben Yochai, only Yechidim could do like Reb Shimon ben Yochai, which means only Terosum Nosai. Ki Reb Shimon ben Yochai, but also beyond, and it did not work. Omer le'Rov le'Rabbonon, b'metusa minaychu, I beg of you, b'yoyim en Nisan v'yoyim en Tishrei, in the months of Nisan and months of Tishrei, Yom Nissan is Yemei HaKotzer. Yom Tishrei is Drichas HaGatos V'Abadim. Leitischezu Kamoi. Do not come in front of me. I don't want to see you in the Beis Medrash now. Ki Heichad Leititredu B'Mezonaicha Kuloshata. So you don't have to worry about Mezonis the whole year. Take these 2 months off. How did they learn those 2 months also? But don't come in front of me. Go then and be Oisik in the Gat. Be Oisik then in the Ktzira. Because then like this you'll be able to see you the rest of the year. Otherwise, you'll be busy the whole year with the Mezonis. This kiyadua, Chaim Veloz and Nefesh Chaim, that there's a din on the klal and a din on the yichidim. Yichidim can be like a b'shim ben yichai, but for the klal, they have to talk work about worry about their echeretz and melacha. But avadim melachtim has to be aray. The ikka has to be the Torah. The Torah has to be kvar. Melachtim has to be aray. Bizman hazeh, Baruch Hashem, this koilim and this panosa that comes. Definitely, Rav Moshe has a tshuva about this in Yoredei and in Chelek Dalet Siman Lamed Vav. He says the ikka focus has to be to learn in Kolim. Afterwards, Parnosa, the Eibush will take care of it. Of course, we have to reshtalas also, but it's we're not totally Yibshim Vayichai. Of course not. We're not Terosum Nosa like Yibshim Vayichai. We're not potim from Oisik B'Mitzvah in potim Tefillah. But we're not totally in the derech that we have to osaf to the Gonecha either. We have to do shtadlis. We sign a ksuba, no question. You sign a ksuba, you have to be fanas. But we learn in koil. Oh, glima del kaspoi, correct. Zog di gomorra. Omar, rabbe baba chanum rabbi yechanon, mishum rabbi da rabbi loi. Boi urei, shaloi kadoros rishonim, doros achoinim. The Doris Arishonim, and all like the Doris Achonim, Doris Arishonim also to Rosh and Kva, Umalachta Narai. The Torah was the Ikkar, was the Kva, and the Melacha was Arai. Zuvizu Niskayim Abiyodon, both were Niskayim. Teres HaChoinim, Shosu Melach, Don Kva, Viterosan Arai. Teres HaChoinim, the Melacha is Kva, and the Torah is Arai. So Zuvizu Loi Niskayim Abiyodon, so neither remained. Vom Rama Bachanam Rabbi Yechon, Nomi Shumar Bishudah Bebeloi. Boy Re'ei, Shaloika, Teres HaChoinim, Teres HaChoinim, Teres HaChoinim, Oye Machnisim Perasein, Derech Traksimoin. They used to bring in the Paris to Mechaiv and Meiser der Traxemoin. So Rashi der Traxemoin derech Shari Achotzav Abayis. You're going through a regular entrance. So then Kedel Chaim and Meiser. Then it's Rias Pnei Abayis and Yechaiv and Meiser. Mashe Enge Doros Achoyin Machnis Perosein der Gagois. If you're coming through the roof, you're coming through the main door. So you potter on Meiser. At least if you don't eat Achilles Kva. Derech Gagois or derech Hatzeros. Meaning at least the Chotzav Shein Mishtameres. Derech kafifois kedei lefotro min ha-maiso domei b'yanai ein ha-tevo mischai b'maiso ad shiira p'nei ha-bayis shenemar bi'alti ha-kodesh min ha-bayis. It says min ha-bayis. Rabbi Yochanan omar afilu chotze kovas akoponim chotze mishtameres is also kovas la-maiso shenemar v'ochlu b'shorecho shav de chotze v'soveyu. Zog de gemara weiter. Chutz min ha-yayin. So we had in our Mishnah, back to Hilchos Brachos, we said that alo eitz you make a burger pia eitz chutz min hayayin, which is this ala, you make a burger pia gofen. Now burger pia gofen means the gefen is the name of the tree. It's a vine, the gefen tree. You're being boire the pia of that gofen. What's the pia of the gofen? The pia of the gefen is the grape. So you're being making a special bracha when you make wine juice from the grape. The eivush was boire the pia hagofen, not just the pia of the eitz. Not you make the bracha on the eight, the pre of the eight, but you make the pre of the goffin. Now it's similar to pre eight. Pre eight is the pre of the eight. Here's the pre of the goffin tree. Zog the Gemara. It's a different bracha because of the chshivas. So the Gemara is going to explain why is it a different bracha. Zog the Gemara, Maishno Yayin. What's the reason Yayin has a separate bracha, a different bracha? If it's because it got upgraded, it got better, you took the grape and you made it into wine. Ishtane le bracha. And that's why it gets a different bracha. Zog de Gemara, v'agei shemen. If you take olives and you make juice, olive oil out of it, the ishtane leluye, likewise, olive oil is better than the olive. V'lo ishtane bracha, you don't change a bracha, you don't not make a bar priates on the olive juice. We'll see what we make. But upon him, the Gemara is assuming now the olive itself is a eitz, and the juice should also be your eitz. It's like, just like the, it's directly from the olive. But it's not ishtane le bracha. The Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Omer Shmuel, V'chein Omer Yitzchak, Omer Yechonon, Shemen Zayis Mevorchen Olav Boyer Pio Eitz. We make a Boyer Pio Eitz. We don't suddenly make a different bracha like we make by Yayin. We make from Eitz to Agofen. Why does it remain our Eitz? Zog the Omer Amri Hosam Mishum Loi Efsher. There is no other bracha you can make. Why? Heichi Nivrich Nivrich Boyer Pio Zayis. Just like you say Boyer Pio Agofen, you should make Boyer Pio Zayis. That's problematic because the Zayis tree. This is the pre of the Zayas. The Zayas tree, the tree is called Zayas. Now the fruit is also called Zayas. If you're going to say Boire Pri Zayas, so Pega Gufa Zayas Ikhi. So then it's like you're saying, Zog Rashi, the Havale Boire Pri HaPri. Boire Pri Zayas, it's just saying Boire the pre of the Zayas. Now that means like you're saying a bracha on the pre of the pre. Shapri Kogu Zayas. The angel Bria Shemaim. The juice is not the Eivish's creation. That's the person did. The person took the Zayis and he squeezed it. The angel Bria Shemaim. Kibide Odom he Bria Zu. Mashenke Boyapia Goffin. You're making, like I said, the pre of the Goffin. What's the pre of the Goffin? The grape. You gotta make juice out of it. But you're thanking Hashem for the grape. Boyapia Goffin. So you're thanking Hashem for the pre of the Geffen. The Geffen vine, which is the grape. When you make juice, Masha'enkein, when you say Pia Zayas, so the Zayas is, the fruit itself is also called Zayas, besides the tree. So he's saying, Boya Pia Zayas, the Eivish is, you thank Hashem for the pre of the pre, which is the pre of the Zayas, the fruit itself, which is the juice. The juice wasn't the Eivish, that was the Bidei Odom. Ava Gabi Geffen, Ha Geffen Yo Eitz, Vahanovi Mein Pia Geffen. So Mela, Itaka can make sense that the pre of the Geffen is the Eitz, and this is the Anovim is the pre of the Geffen. Now, obviously, you make a different bracha because it was Nishtana Leluye, but you're thanking Hashem for the grape. Lafiko over here, you're thanking Hashem for the juice that emanated from the oil, which is not the Eibishter, which is Bidei Odom. So you can't just say, Boire Pia Zayis. Perigufa Zayis Iki. So I'll tell you a different Eitzah. V'nivich Alei, Boire Pri Eitz Zayis. Make a bracha of Boire Pri Eitz Zayis. That means make a bracha of boire pri, not just zayis, which can refer to the pri, then it's making a bracha on the pri of the pri, which we said is bidei odom, but rather boire pri eight zayis. So you're going back on the tree, boire pri, which is the eight zayis, which is the olive itself. So then it would be similar to making a bracha on the grape, which means the juice that emanates from the grape. But you thank Hashem for the grape, which is Bnei Shemayim. So thank Hashem for the olive, which is Bnei Shemayim, which is Boyer Pri Eitz Zayis. So Ebezoi, this cannot be the reason why Yayin is a different bracha versus, because it's Ishtan Eluye. Because Ebezoi, olives are also Ishtan Eluye. And you should make a bracha of Boyer Pri Eitz Zayis. So this is not the reason. So we're giving a new reason. Elom Amazutra, Chamro Zayin. Wine nourishes. It's Zion. Mashcha, mashengen, oil, loy Zion. It doesn't nourish. And that's why the reason we make a bracha. The reason we make a burpee agofen, because it nourishes. Umashcha loy Zion, and olive oil does not nourish. V'otnan, we learned in the Mishnah. Hanoidem in amozoin. If someone makes a neder, he's not gonna have any mozoin, any food that's zan, that nourishes. So muta b'mayim u'melach. He's not have mayim and melech. Water and salt is not called mozin. And we ask the kasha, mayim and melech lo ikri mozin. It's mashman implies only mayim and melech is not. Hakol mili, but any of the other food item, ikri mozin. So, if you make a neder for mozin, you're not allowed to have any food item besides melech and mayim. So, name it have a tuf to the Rav Shmuel. This should be a kasha and Rav Shmuel. That did not say that all food items are considered mozin. The amri, ein mevorchin boirim mina mezoinis. Elo behei aminim bavad. You only make a bar mizoinus on 5 minim, on the 5 minute dogon. So according to Rav and Shmuel, only 5 minute dogon are called mozin. And over here we see from anoidim in a mozin, your mutter in mayim and melech, but all other food items is yes considered mozin. So it's not like Rav and Shmuel. And how do we answer that? For Omer Ravuna, the reason why it's not a kasha in Rav and Shmuel is the neder is referring to very specifically. But Omer kolazon olai. Meaning, you don't just say mozoin. Mozoin is tak only the 5 food items, only the 5 minute dogon. The 5 minute dogon. Chitin, tzeorin, kusmin, shiboy, lishuel, v'shifin. Spelt, rye, oats, those are the 5 minute dogon. So only those are tak a mozoin. Mashenken, if the nether is kolazonolai tak includes even all food items except for mayim and melach. Then tak it's also in all food items. So that's our shver and Rav and Shmuel. But what do we see? That all food items are zon. That means they nourish. Not mozoin, but zon. So if they nourish, so it is olive oil nourishes also. Alma mishcha zayin. So olive oil, shoshem and zayin is zayin. So it is don't tell me the reason why yayin deserves an upgraded bracha. Is because it's zayin and nourishes. Olive oil, oibizoi, nourishes too, like we see from this Gemara. And oibizoi, why is there no special brachon? It remains boir priya eitz, even though you have the olive oil. So the Gemara gives a third reason, the final reason why chamre deserves a special bracha. Ella zok the Gemara, chamre soyid umashcha. It has two conditions. It's soyid. It's later the Gemara is going to say a second condition about misameach. Ella zok the Gemara, ella chamre soyid. Chamre wine is soyed. It satiates, not nourishes. More than zan, it satiates you. Mashenkin mashcha, it might nourish you, but loy soyed, it doesn't satiate you. You're not going to be full by drinking olive oil. You might get sick. You're not going to be full. Mashenkin, when it comes to wine, you will be full. If you drink a few cups of wine, you'll be full. Mashcha is loy soyed. So the reason why it gets a broche, because it's soyed. Frag the Gemara, since when is chamre soyed? The chamre is soyed. Is chamre indeed soyed? Well, Rava have a shosi chamre komayli yomi de pischa. Rava used to drink wine erev Pesach. Ki hecha de nigre elalibe. In order that he should create an appetite. V'nechol matzah tvei. To eat more matzah. So we see punkfaked. We see chamre creates an appetite. Makes you more hungry. It doesn't make you full. So granted, in this Gemara we see ki hecha de nechol matzah tvei. Is not just the tiyov and the kin. To eat more matzah. It means every kazayis you eat is another mitzvah. You wanted to eat more. So we see that every kazayis that you eat is a mitzvah. Zog the Gemara answers as follows. Tuve gorel. When you drink a lot of wine, then taka, it creates an appetite. So what he did on Erev Pesach, he drank a lot of wine. So he should create an appetite. He didn't get drunk, but he drank a lot, so he should create an appetite. Mashenken puta. When you only drink a little. So then soid. Then taka, it satiates you. That means it will come out, and that's halach and tofayin aleph on Erev Pesach. It's also to drink yayin purta, and a lot is mutter. That's gogel, but a little is taka gonna be soyed. It satiates you, and that's forbidden on Erev Pesach. Frekt die Gemara, umi soyed klal. Since when is chamra soyed at all? V'oksiv, it says in the pasuk, v'yayin yisamach levav enosh. The lechem levav enosh yisod. The difference between yayin and bread is yayin is yisamach. It makes you jolly, makes you happy. The lechem is levav enosh yisod, and lechem is makes you satiate. And lechem is soyed. Lechem is satiate too. Clearly in this pasuk that yayin is not soyed. You're telling me that purta is soyed. Here we see in this pasuk clearly yayin is not soyed. Only lechem is. Zok d'mor. The difference is namahu the soyed. In fact, the mor namahu the soyed chamal is soyed. It implies that cham is not soyed. Ella zok d'gemara, no. Chamre is betarti. Chamre indeed has two aspects to it. Two conditions. Soyed, number one, it satiates. U'mesameach. And it also makes you happy. So this pasuk is only saying the additional thing that it has above bread. It's yayin yisamach levav enosh. So yayin taka has two conditions. It has soyed and mesameach. So that's why taki you make a bracha of ber pi agofen. And this is the final tetz in the Gemara, like we said. Yayin is soyed, or actually it's soyed u'mesameach, and that's why the cry is a bracha. Mashekin mashcha, olive oil is not. This is the question that's dependent, the poskim can discuss. What about grape juice? If the condition is also mesameach, meaning is this Gemara saying a second condition, or the Gemara is just answering the posik, but the ikka condition is soyed. But if the condition is mesameach, grape juice doesn't make you mesameach, there's no alcohol. So that's the question, legabi grape juice, legabi the bracha of hagefen or not. We make a hagefen, it's able to turn into alcohol if you leave it out, etc., etc. Zok d'gumoga, mashen ke namo, mashen ke bread, is misat soyed, it's only soyed, smucha le mesameach. It doesn't make you happy. It doesn't have that aspect of wine, and that's why yayin takes a special bracha. Toisovia says, tuve gogir, like we said before, mikan mashma. From here we see, she also lishtos yayin be'er pesach min aminchu l'maylo, v'im roitze lishtos, tzoch lishtos harbe de tuve mika gogir, only a lot. Don't ask that, one second, every time you drink a lot, you also first drank a little, and drink a little is osur. That's not called drink a little, that's misat soyed. When you drink a lot in one shot, that's not considered misat soyed. Frag the Gemara, if you're telling me that yayin is what is misatzoyed when you drink a little, ihochi, why is the bracha choina ala gefen val pi agefen, which is because achas main sholosh is not bichas amozen, it's ala gefen ihochi nivachale sholosh brachas, you should make regular bichas amozen. It's called sholosh really today, it's dalad because we're moisiv v'toyv ametiv, but bichas amozen is called sholosh brachas, so you should be mevarach that. Why is the bracha choyin not bichas amozen? It's soyed. Zog the Gemara. Enter the Gemara. Loi kavi inche sudasi alayu. People not kavei a suda on it. If you're not kavei a suda, then you don't make a bichas amozen. Omer le Rav Nachman by Yitzchak l'Rava. I kova alvei sudos amai. What if you kavei a suda? After all, we find such a halacha. Later on, we'll see. Pasabah bekisnin. You make a bichas amozen if you kavei a suda. So if you kavei a suda on yain, you should make a bichas amozen. Is that the din? Is that correct? We don't know if it's a kviyas suda. Elio will come, then we'll know if it's a kviyas suda. Zog the Gemara. Hashdomia botla daita etz kolodom. But currently, before Elio came, so now it's botla daita etz kolodom, and it's not so posh. You can't decide now to make a birchas amozen when you kaveh a suda on yayin. Zog the Gemara gufa. Om Rabbi Yom HaShmuel, V'chein Om Rabbi Yitzchak, Om Rabbi Yechanan, Shemen Zayis, on olive oil, B'vorchen ala Bar Priyo 8, you make a Bar Priyo 8, it's not Nishtana, you don't make another bracha. Hey Chidomi, what are we talking about? What are we talking about that you make a Bar Priyo 8 on Shemen? Ilei medekosh shosilei, if you take a spoonful and you start drinking olive oil, azuki mazikley, it's mazik you. If it's mazik you, you don't make a bracha. The Tanya, HaShoyis HaShemen Shal Tuma, you mishalam esakeren, v'mishalam esachoymish, you don't pay. You only pay the keren, like all mazik moment chaver, you pay keren, but you don't pay chomish. Zog drashi, the gab chomish achilaksiv. Vish ki yoichal kodesh bishkogo. Patna mazik. That's not called an achila. Forget it. It's mazik you. So then you're not mazik it. You don't pay a chomish. Zog the more. However, if you nene from the shemen, hasoch shemen shal truma, then you taka pay chomish. Mesham is ken, mesham is a chomish. So we see eating shemen, drinking shemen's ice is mazik. If it's mazik your body, so then you should not make a bracha at all. What's going on over here? How do you even make a bracha? The question is, the Rambam is mashma that you might not make a burpee eitz on somebody that's mazgu, but you make a shahakol. At the end of the day, you're nana. True, you don't make the bracha of a eitz, a regular bracha, but chotsh, you're being nana, so you make shahakol. Others argue, la halacha, someone wants to ask Reb Chaim Kanievsky, if a person wants to take a spoonful of shemen zayis, like the Gemara says, it helps for shikha, so it helps easy korim, and you're not eating a betech suda, do you make a bracha or not? At the end of the day, do you make a bracha? You're doing it. It might be mazik, it's not being healthy, but you're doing it for zikorin. So he said at the end, he says, lo yavarech, you shouldn't make a bracha because the Gemara is mashmaris over here that by mazik you don't make a bracha, even though you're doing it for a purpose. Oh. So, in fact, the Gemara, so what are we talking about? It can't be that you're drinking it, it's mazik. Zog the Gemara, elo de ka'ochel al de pas. You're eating it as a dip. Zog the Rashi mishum liften. That means you're taking bread and you're dipping it in oil. And apparently that it's a secondary episode. And you never make a bracha on a tofel. It's a whole sugi of a tanan. You never make a bracha on a tofel. Now, there's a question in Achayim, what does it mean it's up kapat to the tofel? Is it the pshat is that it loses its status? It's not considered the status of that food item, it's tofel? Or pshat is that it's nifter with the bracha of the ikka? There's many nafkaminas. Is it nifter? Is it up kapatted with the bracha of the ikka? Or pshat is it loses its status of the tofel? And that's why it doesn't need a bracha. But either way, it's up kapatted. You don't need it. So, what would be the case of making a bracha on Shemen Zayis? Ella zok de gemara de kashosile ad anigrein. You're drinking it. Anigrein zok Rashi is a min Michael. V'noisim letech shemen. You put shemen in there. V'shonim v'mishne bekam mekoymes. So you're drinking it ad anigrein. The shemen in there. The Omer Rabbi Ashmuel. Anigrein is maya de silka. Zok Rashi maya de silka. Mayim sheshoka betaldin. It's a mayim that they cook taldin in there. And ansigrein is maya de kulashalki. It's all types of irakas. Akoponim, on that would be the case where you make the bracha of a eitz on the shemen. Frag the gemara, weiter the same kasha. We'll just finish this gemara. Im kain, havele anigran ikka b'shemen tofel. But weiter you don't make a bracha on the tofel. Because anigran is the ikka. V'tenan ze aklal koshu ikka b'imai tfele, m'vorcha l'ikka b'paitas ha-tfele. And to the gemara, ocham ha-eskinon, b'choshet b'groinoi. We'll see this tomorrow. But Akoponim, Choshev Groin is going to be the terrace. We'll get back to this. That when a person is ill and he's drinking the shemen for the purpose of Choshev Groin, that will be the Echatimtza. We make a bracha. We'll see soon. Do you make a bracha b'chlal for medicine or not? But this will be the Echatimtza of making a burpee eitz. It's good for the throat, exactly. We'll stop over here at the top of Lamed Vav.